Revenge! How sweet it is. You buy your refrigerator at the local box store. The fridge lasts all of 6 days before the ice maker crashes and water is every place. In 2 months, the compressor fails. In 3 months, the shelves are falling apart. Oh yes, the manufacturer's warranty covers it all, but you would sure like more. Then the word comes over the internet. The store chain has declared bankruptcy. Aha, ha ha, sweet, sweet revenge. A friend betrays you, passing on a very confidential, very private secret. One that was hard for you to tell in the first place. Now you look at everyone in suspicion, wondering if he or she knows. But alas, that no good friend has an automobile accident, is hospitalized. He has now plenty of time to think about his misdeeds. Aha, wonderful revenge. One who has been your enemy throughout the years still tries to stick the spear into you in any way that he can. He speaks and writes false things about you. Innuendo and vitriol flow from his mouth. You wish he were dead if you hate him so much. And he dies. Ah, revenge. Welcome, revenge. And now the Lord comes on that last day. You didn't see it coming, but yes, you knew it would happen. You had heard it from the mouths of the prophets, from the mouths of the apostles, and indeed from the mouths of your pastors. The word of the Lord is, I return in judgment. Judgment? Yes, judgment. The return of the Lord for judgment. Revenge, awesome revenge. It is your revenge against those who hate you. It is also the Lord's revenge against those who hate him. You see, it is dual revenge. Revenge for you and for him. Blessed dual revenge. And what does this revenge look like? Isaiah knows. Isaiah tells us it's the overwhelming whip passing through. It does not touch you, but it annihilates enemies, yours and his. It is God himself coming to sweep away those who lie, who think that they have shelter in wickedness, those who have made a compact with the devil, those who think that they are immune from the final wrath of God, and those who are indeed his enemies. It is God himself returning to destroy all the godlessness of man. God doing that work that Isaiah calls his alien work, his strange deed. Revenge, deserved revenge. It's not going to be pretty. A refuge of lies will be swept away. A scourge will pass through. People will be swept away to hell. It will be sheer terror. There will be no place to hide. The Lord has issued a decree of destruction. Ugly revenge, soul-frightening revenge. So what is your plight in the midst of all of this? You deserve the Lord's revenge as much as anyone, but you have been given a very special gift. This gift is Christ himself. He is your rock to shield you from all of this destruction. Paradox of paradoxes, the stone that crushes is the stone of your protection. Christ is your stone, your tested stone, your precious cornerstone, your sure foundation, a Christ stone to which you have been eternally tethered, a tested stone that has the hardness of steel, a cornerstone that does not collapse under the weight of even your worst enemies. Christ comes on that terrible last day, and he turns what is madness and destruction for unbelievers to blessing for you. He imposes the revenge of hell upon those who hate him and hate you. Ah, justified revenge. The foundation upon which you are built is not that charitable organization known as the Lutheran Foundation. It is not simply a pier and beam or concrete foundation. It is not even that foundation which we used to call a woman's undergarment. No, none of these can take revenge. Only the foundation who is the Lord can do that. Only he can anchor you to himself during the time of his revenge. Only he can say, "Go to hell, Satan, get out of here, suffer eternally. Your day has ended. These people are mine." Sweet, sweet, sweet revenge. Why worry then over those who hate you, those who do you wrong, those who want to hurt you or harm you in some other way? The revenge of the Lord Jesus Christ is indeed coming for you. He will take your revenge. He will take his revenge. And it will all be exceptionally sweet to you. Amazing, blessed, welcome, sweet revenge. In Jesus' name.